It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Man, they had the Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah,
on
I know,
last
man.
Night.
It was tough getting back in last night.
Oh, you was out there?
I mean,
you fancy, huh?
I mean, the awards are for who? Who are they for?
But here's my question, man.
I am an artist.
Yeah, we all are. But here's my question. I've been Lifetime Achievement Awards that Mary J. Blige is going to win. That's what I want to know.
How many crooked dances you got?
I mean, you know, time is not on her side. I was just saying. She's cool, but she can't dance like. I guess she was a good dancer back in the day.
So here's what I was thinking when I.
What's that?
So I went Mary J. Blige. Do you ever recall an actual in-depth conversation from anyone with Mary J.?
No. I mean, it's a short conversation.
I was just thinking to myself, I wonder what it would be like just to hang out and talk with her. I bet she says some dumb, some interesting things.
There you go.
She's one of those friends.
Yeah.
She's really one of those friends where after about two drinks, you just say to yourself, you can't be this dumb.
Where does this even come from?
You know what I mean? You just think to yourself like,
wow, Mac.
It just appears that way on the surface.
Because you don't know this for sure.
Right? I have no clue.
Full disclosure, you don't know this for sure.
I have no clue. But I have enough friends that do act just like that. I know what it looks like. I'm just saying, I know what it looks like.
You can see it from a mile away.
Past performances by others.
Right.
Pretty good indication.
So they had the Billboard Music Award last night, 2022, and P. Diddy or Puffy or whatever name you want to call him. Yeah. He was, he's been multiple names. Sean Combs.
Right.
He was the MC last night. So, and he's the executive producer of the show.
That's what he really was.
Yeah, because I remember last executive producer of the Grammys, they didn't go. My man from FAMU, he was the movie guy. I can remember. He was the producer for the was it Oscars or Grammys? Which one?
Oscars.
Yeah, and that's when Will just went off and did some stupid stuff. But anyway,
he did.
But then we saw Janet Jackson. So I thought about this. I thought about how I was gonna handle this situation.
Janet's right? The youngest 60-year-old I know.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
That's what happens when you take a real ball.
She did look a little puffy. Maybe it's just me.
It is you. You stop it.
Oh, she a little puffy.
You stop it. I mean, I'm still.
I said P. Diddy. Puffy was his name. Puffy was a Timothy Janet.
Right.
Stop, man.
We are ruining her over there behind the
camera. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. I love it.
She is.
I mean, Matt, so she a little puffy. I'm just asking.
I mean, I like P. Diddy.
I know. But the other real puffy was Janet.
Honestly,
he had to be Sean yesterday because she was a real puffy.
She's a real puffy. Nice.
I have to admit, though.
Does she want a little puffy up top now?
Hold on. I have to admit.
What?
She looked just like her mom.
She did. She looked like a mom. Anybody try to slam Janet Jackson?
Man, I don't care.
Control.
Janet, you got a problem with me, you call me.
That's right. Yeah, really.
You got a problem with me, you call me.
That's Jackson, if you want. I mean, Janet was. No, I was just reacting to what I saw on television last night.
Let me take another look, because I may be getting a little harsh.
Matt, she was going to puff up top, though. I'm just saying. See, I mean, it's just me.
Some people probably said to themselves, man, I know you ain't talking. I know what it looked like.
Trust me. They get upset when we go hard. Hey, we just sit around a sports shop talking like we do at the house. I mean, that's what we would say. We'd be like, oh, man, that's Janet Jackson. She look a little puffy. I mean, we'll say that at the house. So I'm just saying.
Janet look good, man.
Okay.
She look good.
Okay. I didn't say she look bad. I said she look a little puffy. That's all I said. Huh?
Just an observation.
Thank you, Victoria. I appreciate that. And by the way, it's K-Mac, I'm D.R. Reese, that's Victoria. This is Sports Shop. Welcome to Good Look, Bad Look Monday.
Damn straight the billboard. I can tell you that right now. If you want somebody to say, oh, it was just fantastic. What a night. What a night.
Phenomenal.
No, you ain't going to get that.
Yeah. And I'm gonna talk about the reason why I was watching the Billboard Awards. I'm gonna tell you that in a minute.
I'm gonna tell you why I cleaned out the garage.
I know, man. I was starting checking my list. I'm making lists and everything. But here's the thing. What a good look on Saturday at 4:30. I actually watched half of the doggone Canes.
Yeah, man, what a game.
Yes.
What,
unbelievable.
Love it.
I do have a question, though.
What's that?
For hockey.
And by the way, the Canes won that game. Moving on to this round. I guess what they play. Do you know who they play yet?
They're going
to
play, yes, yeah. The New York Rangers Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. Mm-hmm. There you go.
At PNC Arena.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So we got the home
ice. Field
yeah.
advantage.
Home ice
yes.
advantage. Yeah, there you go.
I probably should have looked this up.
What's that?
Like, did you see the last play?
Nah. So they scored like
a broken stick.
Yeah, yeah, right. I saw that.
Yep.
What's that?
So the guy, he was trying to slay. I think it was slay. I forgot the guy.
So
he was trying to hand him a broken stick.
Oh,
he was trying to hand him a stick
at the end of the game. When the game was over.
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
It was right before when they scored their last goal.
Okay, okay.
And how they scored the last.
When Boston scored their last goal. Mm-hmm. Right. Gotcha.
But I didn't understand. I was just like, if someone's trying to hand you a stick to keep you from leaving the ice and leaving a person wide open, why did you do – I don't understand. Why didn't you just take the stick?
Well, he denied the stick.
No, he skated off to go get another – to get one.
Oh, so the guy's going to give him a stick?
The guy in front of him was going to give him one because he knew he was the last defensive behind
him. Oh!
And instead of taking that one, he skated off and left the guy.
Well, here's a question.
Yeah.
Then
they scored.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think the question you may ask, is that legal to do that? Can you do that?
Yeah, for him to hand him his.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at least use your body. That was the most frustrating thing for me because he skated off. Right. And like 2 seconds later, they scored. I mean, use your body, sir.
Yeah. Like wide open. I was like, so.
He just pretty much gave it to him, pretty much.
To me, it was like the equivalent of free safety, right?
Okay.
And you know you're the last guy, and you lose your shoe.
Right.
So the quarterback says, hey, take mine.
Right.
You said, no, I'm going to go.
I'm going to get another one. And then they score.
And it's like, what are you doing, man? Where are you going?
I know.
Now, I have no idea. I'm not a real hockey guy like that. So I'm not saying they did something egregiously wrong. But. Yeah.
Well, as somebody who watches a lot of hockey, I wish he would have stayed. I mean, I'm glad it worked out the way that it did, obviously.
Right.
But, yeah, it was frustrating because then they had 21 seconds, I think, to try to tie it up.
Yeah, it was like a free-for-all.
Yes.
Everybody in that building was nervous. Everybody watching that match was very, very nervous.
And everybody knows, don't procrastinate. Don't leave it to the last second.
No.
Ask Phoenix.
Yes.
So, shout out. So the Canes play against the Rangers on Wednesday?
Yes, they
did.
PNC?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's going to be on the poppin'.
I know. That'll be a good one. Their goalie is really good.
Right. But here's the crazy part about it. And again, I'm a casual watcher, too. But the other goalie is coming back.
Right.
So here's my question to you, Matt.
No, you don't bring him back.
Thank you.
Anderson, yeah. No, I know Ronta's been doing just fine.
I know, Anderson, you stay right here. You good. I mean, you're my man.
Right.
But my guys are doing his thing. We got to let him roll.
He's still hot. Yeah.
You got to let him roll. You don't make that switch. Everybody's talking about, and Anderson's coming back. I like, okay, why?
Well,
so?
Technically, he's a better guy.
See, technically, get your ass fired.
I mean,
No, serious though. Technically, on paper, analytically, man, I'm talking about this dude. The eye test. This dude is playing his butt off, and he should remain in there.
Reese,
see, sometimes you get too smart. That's the way. You know, some people get too damn smart for their own good. And this is a perfect example right here.
What's the kid for Dallas? Is it Dylan? Dylan, the one that filled in for Luka when he was out, hurt.
Brunson. What's it?
Was it Brunson?
Yeah. Filled in. Oh, it was. They had a couple people. When you say filled in, you talk about Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie.
Yeah.
Dinwiddie was hot, but Luka now was back.
They still with the Dinwiddie though.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So you don't bring Luka back?
No.
Yeah, you put Luka back in the game.
Yeah, you tell Luka to pass with Dinwiddie. That's what you do.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Come on, horn.
I did see what's the group that Bruno Mars is in? What's that black group?
Six Sonic.
Yes.
Maybe it's on the album, I don't know, but you know the Confunction song, what's the guy's name? I can't think of his name. Lead singer for Confunction, they remade his song. And it's probably some young people out there saying, oh, that's a great new song.
Yeah, that's okay.
What's Michael's last name? Man, I can't remember his name.
Here's the problem.
What?
If you can't remember, they don't know. Okay? Let's just keep that in mind. But I don't understand, though. So you were watching the video? So you were watching the video or you went to see Silk Sonic?
No. They was on the Billboard. Music Awards. Okay. They saw him there, and I was watching that because you know the game was like we're gonna get into that in a little bit. It was Michael. Man, this is gonna drive me crazy. But
Vicky, you probably find this pretty. She probably find this interesting.
Yes.
So were you? I don't think you were here. Were you at the station when Bruno Mars came to PNC?
I think so. That was a few years back.
Yeah. And we used to run a promo. We were giving away tickets for it.
Okay.
And my co-host here said, I don't know what's the big damn deal. I said, what now?
Come again?
I don't know what's so special about it. I said, wow. So you don't like Bruno?
Right.
You don't like Bruno Mars?
No. To be fair.
Fair?
To be clear.
Or factual.
Both.
Factual.
I did think at the time, I said, why is everybody just freaking out over this? I did say that.
Right.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, I said something's over the top or it's overblown or something like that.
Now, was this before or after he was on the halftime show for the Super Bowl?
No, it was before. It was before.
Okay, that, yeah. Before. Okay.
But I was.
But everybody knew Bruno Mars.
I know, but. This is a rarity. We know this if you listen to the show. That I was wrong this time. I was wrong. I was wrong. Hashtag Reese was wrong about that.
Well, one thing I will say.
What?
You commit to wrong.
Yeah.
You wait. When you go wrong, you go wrong.
Yeah. I go hard. I go real wrong. You're right. Now what?
That's right. Wrong,
my dad's gonna do something. Do it the best of your ability. So you're gonna be wrong. Go wrong hard.
I still don't know why you that far out there. Yeah.
Shout out G. Allen though. It was the Love Train song by Michael Cooper, formerly of Confunction, and they redid that song.
Okay.
I'll tell you, man. That Bruno Mars is talented. But the Michael Cooper had
it just bothers me just to hear you say it.
Michael Cooper had that, he had that girt with him. But Bruno Mars, they slammed that song. So if you just check it out, we get a chance to replay it. A
couple of his band members played for the Sonic Boom of the South.
See, it's always song.
Jackson State University.
Did they ever serious?
Yeah.
And what made me think about them, because they had
the trombone players.
They had the brass in the back.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting busy on that song. Matter of fact, I was thinking. I said maybe we could play some of those songs.
I'm actually disappointed to all the brass players.
It's called Love Train by the Symphonic or whatever that group name. Anyway, hey, let's go to the they stealing from the Confunction of Michael Cooper because that was a hot song back in the day. While you playing? Molly can't sleep till I call you up. Anyway.
Bam! Come get him!
You're fucked up! Come over!
There it goes.
Anyway, we got Mike and Karen on the phone calling early. Michael, good morning.
Hey! Oh, look at you, Michael.
But you can't change
Michael
that.
Michael Cooper was exposed when they put him on Dr. J.
That's a different Mike Cooper, Mike.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not that Michael Cooper.
And Victoria, when you mentioned Bruno Mars on the Super Bowl show,
yes.
Could you narrow it down to which one?
I know.
Because he's like the house band.
Exactly.
That's pretty accurate.
when they brought him out to do a song with Bruce Springsteen on his appearance, I thought that's too much Bruno Mars. He's overexposed. You know, Reese, I'm still kind of with you on Bruno Mars. Redoing other people's songs. Just redoing other people's songs.
I know.
That don't impress me.
But see, I was kind of taking back when they redid this. So I'm like, get your own song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's like a cover band with pomade. Pomade, you know,
That's exactly right.
I'm just not that impressed. But guys, I know this is a dark day. for the show, for the program.
For the program.
I know y'all, you guys want, you guys are desirous, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, to make Chris Paul into a champion.
Wait a minute now.
Yeah. Count me in that comment, yeah.
James and Riley.
Yeah, but ever since, ever since Julius Hodge hit him in the two-piece.
No, wait a minute. You said Julius Hodge hit him, but he hit Julius Hodge.
Did Julius Hodge get him?
No.
Julius Hodge was the recipient.
He was the recipient of the two-piece.
See, ever since that, Chris Paul been cursed. Yeah. It's like all of the championship power went out of Chris Paul into Chucky Brown. Chucky Brown got all the rings.
Chucky got all of them.
No, while you playing, Chucky does have some rings, and Chris Paul
does. He does, man. He does.
Zero.
Chucky Brown's got more rings than Joe Green. But Chris Paul, man, this is going to be devastating to his legacy.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It is not.
It is.
It is not.
It is.
Only because of his age. Because of his age. Come on, guys.
I was in Winston-Salem, going to Winston-Salem State, taking some night classes, and I drove by Wake Forest, and they were taking down Chris Paul's banner. That's how devastating.
Let me tell you something. They better keep it up, because it ain't but two. They don't have but two.
It's just sad, and hopefully, also, this is putting an end to this Steph Curry talk.
Oh no, because people like Reese.
K-Mac, you were down on him. You were down on him, K-Mac. You try to turn the page on Steph Curry.
Mm. Man, no, it's people like Reese. Reese turned his back.
No, it was you. Mm-mm. You were jumping in the Jordan pool, mm-mm, if you will. No.
Hey, Mike, he was jumping to what?
In the Jordan pool. You know what?
And it was Wiggins. And it was Wiggins who came through. And it was Wiggins who came through for him.
He did come through last game. Yeah, he did.
He did. So listen, it's all good. We're on the run. And I'm with you on the hot hand. You got to go with the hot player.
Yeah.
Goalie, quarterback,
yeah,
shooting guard. You let that. You ride that out.
Right.
You ride it out. Let it in naturally.
And what term did you use?
And then you go back. You go back to what brought you.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't make you turn.
Let it run its course.
Yeah. What'd you say? It's what'd you say? I can't remember what you said. I said I'd get you fired. You said. Uh-oh. The technical, or what did some of you say? Anyway, I can't remember. Anyway, Michael, you have a good weekend, though?
Yeah, I did. I was up in Boston. Went for a little graduation up there.
Okay.
If I see another piece of lobster, I think I'm going to puke.
All right, Mike.
It's a tough gig, bro.
Oh, well, what I say, last time, I want to thank you guys. Tomorrow night, I'm finally going to that KISS concert y'all gave me tickets for 5 years ago.
Don't blame me. Blame COVID.
Yeah, go best.
Don't blame COVID. Come on now. But I'm going tomorrow. They're 80 years old, but I'm going to get to see them. So I wanted to thank you. Shout out Michael Shelton.
Okay, my friend. You enjoy. We want a full report on Wednesday, okay?
All right. I'm going to give you the Detroit Rock City. We'll see you.
All right, bye. Actually, I have been getting emails from, because, you know, when they send us the tickets to during the COVID year, they send them to my email. Mm-hmm. I've been getting, like, a whole bunch, like, three or four of the concerts that we've given to people, reminding them that
it's
coming back. And, like, at D-Pack and places like
it
that.
It shut,
you know,
everything down.
They shut
down.
Everything down, man, completely. But it's crazy.
Get a chance to see Bruno?
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.